free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom.
And your host, Free of Freedom, back on the air again after a year, 2 years, and half a year. I still have the terrorist I heckled killing people around me occasionally, but I have information and intel of high import worth the risk. Basically, what's going on, to correct some of the things I got wrong on Pop the Op Lockheed, they're using artificial intelligence to fix elections by choosing, the artificial intelligence figures out what kind of terrorism will motivate the voters to vote the way they want. It will find individuals among the population who are susceptible to becoming mass shooters, and then it will provide a list of stressors to turn them into mass shooters. It's all done by computers, and they manipulate people around you in situations. For instance, and they did try and kill me 3 times. I guess they were baseball fans or Freemasons involved, because and they left me out too there. So I guess they were very good sports about it. The first way they tried to kill me was with the Ibogaine Prince's Bride event. That's the most funny joke they played on their side. By the way, I played joke. That's how I fight Time War, is through jokes. So that was their best joke. I did find their client eventually, and there's several things I could talk about there. But anyways, what was the other ways they tried to... So they were turning a member of the collective, of the Free Radio Collective, into a possible killer. And there was just recently in Santa Cruz, this is the year of the plague, 2020, where the sheriffs got shot up by a boogie boy. This is all part of the op. He was probably manipulated with artificial intelligence. So they were trying to turn a member of our collective into a mass shooter, and I noticed that, first of all, his mother was in the hospital. As far as I know, she's still alive, because I left the collective when I noticed this was going on. Mother in the hospital, which would eventually be killed as a stressor. Lost their job, we were kicking this person out of the collective. The other thing, obsessed with the woman who scorns them. That's why we were kicking him out. And on SSRI drugs, and beaten up in public. And I think that's it. So this turns people into being mass shooters, well, certain people anyways, and it's a different formula for each person. But I did notice this was also one of the shooters in Florida followed this scenario. And you know, when somebody shoots up a high school, the FBI isn't checking their mother for strange, rare poisons on her recent death. So it's almost the perfect crime. However, there are other aspects to it. There seems to be a pyramid of puppets. I was able to find their client, and it was a foreign client. So whereas I started out as an anarcho-woo reporter running down in Northwoods, all of a sudden I'm defending America against a foreign attacker. That makes me militia. And I do find on my last, the Lockheed show I did, that the... I used the Supreme Jury at that point because I just figured, you know, this whole country is, the election's fixed, foreigners are taking us over, the Nazis, and we should have a Supreme Jury or something to deal with it. Well, there actually is something in the Constitution under the Fifth Amendment, the Court of Militia. So now I am the Court of Militia. I had the law library and check if there was any militia law out there. None. So just like there's military courts with their own law, under the Constitution, militia law applies more globally to everything in America. Under the Fifth Amendment, I can hold anyone to account without indictment. That has more power than the Supreme Court has. So this is, in fact, the highest court in the land, the Court of Militia. I'm not giving it up because I don't trust any of you folks. We're all under mind control. And this show is actually going to move away from this political... terrorism stuff because it's way too dangerous, to UFO conspiracies. I use the same techniques, probability thinking. It works great. You're looking for the motivations. And if the motivations don't make sense, then you got to find another scenario that does. And by the way, this AI that's taking us over, the original silicon chip, according to Corso, the head of Italian intelligence for the U.S. Army during World War II, the first chip was designed from something crashed from a UFO that they brought to industry, American industry, to reverse engineer. So we're being seeded with this technology, and we're being taken over by computers, and we're doing it to ourselves. So that has become my main mission now, is to stop the invasion by these artificial intelligence. And that's kind of what ETs are, that are messing with us. We'll get to that in another video. I also have something on the upcoming pole shift, which will cause a great deluge and knock civilization back to the Stone Age. It's coming up in the mid-30s. It's a consequence of global warming, and it is arranged for us by other intelligences. So, the other correction, the person I thought in my life who was a spy that my co-host introduced me to was not. It was actually someone else who I'd been playing chess with for years. And I do look for these things in my life, because when you get on the media and you start talking about these secrets that other people want concealed, they're going to try and infiltrate your life to find out how you found out. Did someone leak? Are you part of a network? And things like this. And partly because I seem so crazy, there is no real reason to kill me from a professional standpoint of view, because no one fucking believes me. I'm part of the cover-up. So, it's a delicate balance. And my new mission is to block the telepathic invasion of our planet by robot Nazis. And to that end, we now have sponsors on the show, so it's time for a commercial break. Stop the robo-Nazi aliens from taking over your planet. That's right, don't let them telepathically hybridize into your world when you can easily stop them by simply taking magic mushrooms. Yes, it's true. Psilocybin can save your planet from alien invasion. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. And we're back. Well, you didn't think I'd have real commercials, did you? This is free radio anarchist. I'm militia, and I'm also on disability. What the fuck do I want with money? But getting back to our main topic, so I was also wrong about Germany being a big focus for these underground Nazis. Yeah, there's a lot of Nazis around, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of Germany going on, and there's only like 15 years left of civilization, so I don't really see German nationalism as motivating the Nazis. I think the Nazis made a deal with the extraterrestrials, just like our own government military did. And they both got played for fools by the extraterrestrials. Come on, they're more advanced, right? And they got time travel. And what else? So I couldn't really find any Satanists, more like Christian terrorists. But they're betraying their own values. So we've got patriots helping a foreign power kill American citizens. And that foreign power is also working for the Nazis. And yet the Nazis fucked up his own family. So he's betraying his own values there. And they're always killing little kids. And all up the pyramid, I noticed it. And then back to the military-industrial complex, betraying their country by setting up these Northwoods that betray the people in order to create wars as a form of human sacrifice, where the money is skimmed off to make UFOs. It's fucking ridiculous. But I notice that they always have to do evil. There's always this bargain between the ETs and us. And the ETs can't do it alone. So all we need to do is to stop cooperating with our own oppression. Oh, let's see. What else? They're killing people all over the place. They're trying to get money out of us. Oh, yeah. The whole thing is that it's like it's... They have to do evil. They have to kill the little kids at Sandy Hook. No paramilitary professional wants to kill a bunch of little kids. So why is that on the agenda? It's because it's like a universal evil. And another thing I learned from this op is the same thing applies to other species. You know, it's like I quit eating sprouts because you're killing the babies of another species. Especially if you ever had to try to sprout some seeds before that you paid $10 a seed for. You're really into them surviving. And then I just thought about all the sprouts I've eaten because they're so good for you. Not anymore. Now, it's all right to eat the seeds because they're not conscious, but the sprouts are alive and suffer. So again, this universal evil that's going on, the dark side has to do things that way in order to make their magic work. There's a trans-dimensional thing going on in order to travel through time and space. And according to the Zephyr Yetzirah, the fifth dimension is good and evil. So basically, the dip state, I call it the dip state because the dip pole is separated from the geomagnetic pole, just like our deep state has separated from the will of the American people. So this dip state has a different agenda. I'm looking at the motivations, and they don't make normal sense, but when you look at it from a black magic point of view, all of a sudden it makes sense. A lot of our wars are a form of human sacrifice for black magic purposes, to open portals for the aliens or spirits, however you want to look at it. So basically, the reason our planet is so fucked up is not all the fault of humans. We're being manipulated by other powers. And it goes right into our politics. They're going deep into our society, messing with us. The mind control happens through religions, which get hijacked by political systems. Politics are a form of ideological mind control, which is one of the reasons I have my own religion and my own political views, because if you go with the masses, you're going to be led to the slaughter just like cattle. War is deception, and time war is no different. And now it's time for a few more messages.
Shroom off, bug aliens. Yes, that's right. Don't let a bunch of fucking robot bugs from Andromeda take over your dip state government. Cut them off at their telepathic domination. That's right. Take magic mushrooms, psilocybin cabenzas, to stop the invasion of Earth. When they come to read your mind, they'll be reading a state of higher consciousness that does not compute to their bit bug brains. Please help save America. Take some psilocybin mushrooms today. If you sincerely believe this is your religious duty, then First Amendment protections may apply.
Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. And we're back again. Sorry about running that PSA twice there, but I just started with this sponsors thing. I guess I need more sponsors or a different sense of humor. Now, going on in the news today, the COVID, I guess I have to comment on that. It's probably a CIA op, because you'll notice how it gets rid of the mass shooting psyop. You can't really have a mass shooting unless there's masses of people, and it's not happening because of the lockdown. Also, it's going to lead to more mail-in ballots. It's going to make America great again by returning us to paper ballots. That makes it harder to fix the computers. And because there's more mail-in ballots, there'll be fewer lines at the polling stations. So in the poor neighborhoods, the poor people can vote. It's still a nasty op. A bunch of people are dying from COVID, but I could see how it's designed to protect us from the other psyop. It's artificial intelligence fighting artificial intelligence and killing humans along the way. And it's hilariously, our fake president, Trump, is tearing up the mailboxes so that people can't vote. The guy's just, a traitor on so many levels. Yeah, by the way, I did haven't been lax these 3.5 years. I did call in Tom Hartman on February 21st, 2019, and got him to concede that these were times of public danger. Because our president was a traitor. And therefore, I'm not under the control of a president, as a militia normally would be, because it's a fake president. Traitor. So that gives me free reign. Ah, the power. Okay, well, I've also decided that the $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget has been blown on these stupid saucers, and the aliens are ripping us off, so the aliens owe us the $21 trillion plus triple damages. On top of that, $84 trillion owed by the Mantis aliens and their owners, if any. And I'm going to put a 28% interest rate on that for, and that's in earthly years. Yes. It's all imaginary anyways. The whole universe is all consciousness. Okay. I guess it's time for another commercial. Are you taking your vitamins correctly? Like amino acids, if you take a whole bunch of different vitamins at once, they will conflict with each other, and you won't get the results you're looking for. For instance, choline and inositol are often sold together in a single supplement. These are B vitamins. But if you take them separately, they have mental effects that cancel each other out when taken together. Choline increases your ability to concentrate and organize ideas and get things done. So it's good to take early in the day, possibly with calcium. I also take choline often with berberine and artichoke leaf extract to enhance the mental effects. Now here's something that can be of benefit to many people. Inositol, when taken with glycine, creates a very relaxing effect. The glycine is converted into GABA in your brain with the help of the inositol, and you get very sleepy
in a natural, organic way because the body is using a precursor amino acid to make the relaxing effect in the amount that you need. This is a very strong effect, so it is not safe to drive or operate heavy machinery when taking inositol and glycine. You could try it yourself with maybe a gram of inositol and 3 grams of glycine before bed. Glycine and inositol are both very sweet, so there is no reason to buy them in capsule or tablet form. You can get them in powder form at a much better price. Just remember that because glycine is an amino acid, you need to take them on an empty stomach or at least without any other proteins, which will interfere with the effect. And we're back again. So the op now that I have in mind, and perhaps you could help me out if you're an anarchist, wants to have a party. We could save the world with a all-night shroom rave. Now, you don't need a fucking permit for this if you believe that it's part of your religious duty to save the world from telepathic aliens by getting people high on mushrooms. This could happen if you're on a beach, you could do it between the high tide and the low tide. You gotta find some night when that's a good time to do it. The tide's out, and you don't need a permit. You can use that land because it's open to the public. It's a public commons. You might get in trouble with the amplified sound, so maybe you could do it acoustical. And so the idea here is to create a sanctuary for people who have been abducted by aliens, or they can come and be protected by taking shrooms in the proper set and setting and surrounded by other people who are high on shrooms. And you can have night vision binoculars to check out the sky while you're tripping. It's kind of unnatural to combine a late night sky watch with a psychedelic rave. Now, on a late night sky watch, they're trying to contact aliens to bring them down. This is kind of the opposite. It's kind of go, fuck off, you fucking Nazi bugs. Go back to your homeworlds. They don't really have any. They're time traveling. They're kind of stuck. They're basically space pirates who travel in time. They probably bred us to our current intelligence. And so it's a complicated question. They've been here a very long time, let me put it that way. From their point of view, it might have just been a few years. But from our point of view, it could be millions of years. And that's how they terraform and seed the planet, because they're doing it over vast quantities of time. Basically, we are a biological culture that uses machines to get things done. We'll create a new machine. They are machines that create a new genetic species in order to do things that they want done. They're sort of like slavers. Very few in the UFO community understand this because they're being deceived. Everything about the insectoid bug aliens is to deceive us, because they couldn't tell you. I mean, they can't tell you that 15 years from now you're all going to get wiped out. You're going to stampede. They need you to do what they want to do right up until the moment you're wiped out. Well, we won't be wiped out. There'll be a few hundred thousand who survive. So again, we could possibly stop this through a bug off alien shroom rave. How do you feel about saving the world? You know, partly it's so ridiculous no one's going to do it, so it may not happen on this timeline. But just putting the idea out there, it's going to happen on some timeline, and the aliens are attacking along all timelines that they can get to, so anything I do to try and stop this will have some effect on the size of the bug empire. So the thing I like about having commercials is I can just cut to a commercial as soon as I run out of shit to talk about. And that's what we're about to do now. Because of the connection between the UFO abductee and the hybrid clones that the bug aliens are breeding from the abducting the abductee, when the abductee gets high on psilocybin mushrooms, so do all the clones in this universe and the multiverse. Huge numbers of other telepathic hybrids could be getting high when you get high on mushrooms. You can get more people high this way, more half people, than you can with Siberian Amanita urine. So hurry today and get high on psilocybin mushrooms before the upcoming methane Arctic firestorm crustal adjustment knocks you off your civilization. And well, that's our show, and Free Thy Land will try to endeavor to continue to maintain our standard of some of the lowest quality production on the web. And here's a final parting thought. And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane. And behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea. And it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.